Hey, I'm just glad we're playing baseball in Greenville. Every team in this thing, and this is what all the media and the fans need to understand. Everybody's good. Doesn't matter. Nobody gets a good draw. Every team's good. Obviously, UNC Wilmington's very good, and that's what our focus is going to be on from here until Friday when we play.
You keep saying be where your feet are. Well, currently your feet is a block away where a regional is going to be. What's that feeling like if someone wins this year?
It's awesome. You know, I'm just happy for East Carolina University. I'm happy for the city of Greenville. I'm happy for our players. I'm happy for all the players that I played with that were number one seeds that couldn't host it at Clark LeClaire because we had Harrington. So it's a cool moment. It's a neat moment. You know, I want our guys to enjoy it, but we got to play baseball, and we got to keep away the distractions. I've already told them that this will be the most distracted they will have been in their entire baseball career because people are excited and people want to touch them, but people also need to respect that we got to go play baseball, and that's our main focus coming on Friday.
Do you think you'll have to fight the emotions a little bit Friday night?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, for me to be honest, yes, it's an emotional time. I mean, look, we have always wanted to host a regional here since I've been back as the head coach, and the dream's come a reality, but at the end of the day, we got to go out and play baseball, so I've got to manage that.
How much does it add to it that you'll be hosting a regional against UNC Wilmington?
Add to what?
Just this personally for you.
It really, no offense to UNC Wilmington, like I said, we got to go play baseball. So, you know, I just want Pirate Nation to be loud. I want them to be on their feet the entire time. I want them to make it a very hostile environment, and I want us to go out and play our best baseball.
What about the travel aspect of it? Somebody that's half regional, you have to worry about
You say that, but it's also the other. I worry about the other stuff with our guys, and you know, I've actually mentioned to them that some of you guys probably need to get off social media because you know people just want to tell them how great they are right now, and then if you don't have a great game, they're going to tell how much you're not good, and it's just not. It's a tough thing to manage when you're at a place like East Carolina or Ole Miss or LSU where there's a lot of passion. That's the thing that worries me the most about this is, you know, it's easier to manage that stuff when you go on the road because you don't have all those fans that are so excited about what's going on. They just know you're going to Miami or you're going to another regional. But there are going to be a lot of people here this weekend.
How does last week prepare you for what this week's going to be, considering the strain that you guys have to put with the schedule moving around?
Tell you what, man, those guys, you know, answered the bell whenever they told us to play. When we were supposed to have a day off, hey, guys, you're playing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., they answered the bell. And, you know, that's the thing that's been neat about this team is when things have not gone our way from an injury or a sickness or a game time change, they've just answered the bell. They've been very consistent in their work. And, you know, you said it earlier, we got to be where our feet are. And right now, it's at Mellow Mushroom. Let's have a good time. And, you know, they lifted weights this morning, and they have the rest of the afternoon off. And then tomorrow we'll lift weights and we'll practice, and we need to make sure we do a good job of that. He's better. He's better. So, you know, we're still hoping that we maybe can get him back for this weekend, probably in a relief role, but still not 100% yet.
What about South Carolina as a two-seed? It worked out well the last time.
Yeah, I got no idea about them. You know, seen them play a little bit on TV. You know, Mark Kingston's the head coach who was at South Florida for the previous 3 years. They're hot. They played well. I don't really know a lot about those other two teams because we haven't played them. Obviously, we're a little bit more familiar with UNC Wilmington, but UNC Wilmington's more familiar with us as well.